You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, will review 126 out of 339 recommendations aimed at improving the ease of doing business during its quarterly board meeting, scheduled for September. According to the data presented by SEBI chairperson Madhabi Puri Butch at an event, the regulator has accepted 66% of the total recommendations. Of these, 59 have already been implemented and 38 are set for discussion in the December meeting. The rest have either been rejected or under process. We have set up 16 working groups for the ease of doing business because we have a large number of stakeholders, including exchanges, depositories, brokers, listed companies, and asset management companies, Butch said. Next up, the political upheaval could not have come at a worse time for Bangladesh's showpiece ready-made garments, RMG industry. The South Asian country, which is the world's second largest supplier of apparel products, was to grapple with loss of tariff-free access to Europe's fashion industry in 2025, and the resultant possible shift in manufacturing base to India and Vietnam, among other countries. India's garment industry, which has underperformed in the last decade, may gain incrementally in export markets in the short term, but it may face tough competition from Vietnam and China and other countries. If prolonged problems in Bangladesh result in a major reject of the RMG supply chains over the long term. In other news, Tata Power will look at new thermal projects depending on the opportunities and returns they offer, said Praveer Sinha in a call with media persons on Tuesday. Tata Power has so far maintained that it will not do new thermal projects as it is focusing on renewable energy, targeting for it to be two-thirds of the capacity by 2030. The situation is evolving. We will examine it as and when opportunity comes for new thermal projects, he said, adding that the company will examine it from energy security point. Sinha also said the company is working on the technical side of setting up nuclear power plants. We will examine the opportunity to add our clean energy portfolio, he said. Moving on, India's online fashion and lifestyle market is set to grow from $16 to $17 billion to $40 to $45 billion by 2028, according to a Bain & Company and Myntra report titled Decoding India's Online Fashion and Lifestyle Shopping Trends. The report, titled Decoding India's Online Fashion and Lifestyle Shopping Trends, provides a comprehensive overview of the evolving e-lifestyle landscape in India. The overall lifestyle market in India, valued at $130 billion in 2023, is expected to grow at a CAGR of 10 to 12% to reach $210 billion by 2028. E-commerce penetration in the lifestyle sector is projected to increase from the current 13% to 18 to 22% by 2028, meaning $1 in $5 spent on lifestyle will be online. Furthermore, airlines may be getting into add-on services like hotel bookings, tour packages, car rentals and travel insurance as natural extension of their core business. But they don't pose a threat to online travel agencies, OTAs, says analysts. The reason for the same is that travel tech startups and OTAs like MakeMyTrip, Ixigo, GoIBibo, Yatra, EaseMyTrip and ClearTrip are in a much better position to provide broader offerings at more competitive prices. Simply put, this is their core operations as opposed to that of airlines. While small OTAs may see this airlines as direct competition, established travel tech companies such as GoIBibo, MakeMyTrip, EaseMyTrip and Yatra are not necessarily pressurized by this trend. Prateek Tosniwal, co-founder IV Growth Associates and partner, MI Capital Services said. Insurance companies will have to pay a penalty of 12% to farmers on the claims if there is a delay in the claim settlement beyond stipulated period under the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bhima Yojana, PMFBY, Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said on Tuesday. If there is a delay, the insurance company will pay a 12% penalty, which will go directly to the farmer's account. If we look at the reason for the delay, the biggest reason is the delay in releasing their share of the premium subsidy by most states, Chauhan said in Lok Sabha. It has been made mandatory to assess the loss not visually but through remote sensing, at least 30% of crops covered, Chauhan said. Lastly, stocks to watch include Lupin, Tata Power, PB FinTech, SBI, Suzlon Energy, Godrej Consumer and ABFRL. Furthermore, Pharma Major reported a 77.2% year-on-year jump in net profit, reaching Rs. 801.3 crore for the first quarter that ended June 30, 2024. This marks a substantial rise from the Rs. 452.3 crore net profit posted in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. Udaipur-based agrochemicals maker reported a 17.2% year-on-year increase in net profit, reaching Rs. 448.8 crore for the first quarter that ended June 30, 2024. This compares to a net profit of Rs. 383 crore posted in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.